Morning, it's Cliff here. Everything Southwest on Radio West, and I'm so chuffed to be able to talk to this bloke. A few years ago now, I got a call from a guy by the name of Steve Andrews, and he said that he was going to do the Black Dog Ride, which basically meant getting on his motorbike and riding to the Red Centre. He's done a couple of other rides since then. It's all about raising funds and raising awareness of men's mental health issues, depression, suicide especially. Well, he's taking off again back to the Red Centre for the third time. It'll be on Saturday that they get on their bike, and it's pretty exciting times. Hello, Steve Andrews.
Hey, good morning, Cliff. Good to hear from you, mate.
And you, thanks for your time this morning at this hour. Matey, you're going off to the Red Centre again. For a bloke from the Southwest, you have done amazing work here, and I'll let you, I was going to do it in the introduction, but you tell us about the milestone that you've passed with the Black Dog Ride.
Yeah, thanks very much, Cliff. Just yesterday, in fact, with our fundraising for this year's ride, which ticked over $153,000. Actually, I've just logged in and it's ticked over to $159,000. But yesterday, reaching that figure meant that we had raised $500,000 since I hopped on the bike back in July 2009 and rode around Australia.
Amazing stuff. You must be very proud. Has it sunk in?
To be honest, mate, I've been so busy organising this year's ride, which has just grown and grown as it has done each year. And look, it is nice to raise the money, and it's nice to reach a milestone like that. But the thing that really, I suppose, gives me great satisfaction is the stories that I hear from people through email and through the social media and the Black Dog Ride Facebook site that, you know, we are reaching people and we are making a bit of a difference and encouraging people to seek help and encouraging to start the conversation about depression and suicide.
Because you must know also in the back of your mind that you have literally saved lives, albeit maybe from a distance. But if you have started the conversation with some bloke who is feeling really down and goes off and gets some help rather than, you know, do something drastic, that, you know, you've done that.
That's a big call. Look, if I have saved a life, I'm very grateful. And if I've helped improve someone's life by doing what I do and the people that now have become part of Black Dog Ride, the thousands of motorbike riders around Australia, if we have made a difference to that extent, then yes, it's very satisfying.
Good dogs. Okay, so they're going from every capital city this time. You're going towards the Red Centre, and they're even going from Tassie this time?
Yes, we've got poor old Tassie. I got a picture from our ride coordinator there last week, and there was snow all around where she lives, and she's got to get on the motorbike and chip the snow off and watch out for the black ice. But yeah, there's a small group coming up from Tassie, and they'll join the Melbourne group in Bendigo in Victoria. And we've got a ride leaving from Canberra this year from the ACT and all the other states. Capital. So eight legs of the ride in total, and we'll all be heading for the one spot.
Is it too late to join now? If someone's listening now and they've got a motorbike and a couple of weeks spare, can they jump on board or not?
Well, look, they can. They would just probably need to organise the accommodation options, which are all on the Black Dog Ride website. We will be taking registrations on the day at all the centres, but more particularly in Western Australia, at your Harbour Coffee Works in the Swan Valley, which is where we leave from. And they'll be able to register there and, get on the bike and come for a ride.
Yeah. Okay. So the website, just give that for us too.
It's just Black Dog Ride, all together in lowercase, .com.au.
Cool. Well, good luck taking off on Saturday. I hope the weather and the road is kind to you. And well done for all of your good work. We'll talk to you on the ride. When do you hope to finish this one, by the way?
We'll reach Alice Springs on Thursday the 24th, which is just sort of roughly 6-7 days after we leave. And then we'll spend a couple of days in the centre and then I'll toodle back home.
Good. And then start working out the next one, if I know you.
I've got some pretty exciting things lined up for next year, but so watch this space.
Indeed. Steve Andrews, thanks, mate. Have a good day and great work. Good luck for this ride.
Thanks very much, Cliff.
Take care. And the address again, if you missed it, I'll put it up onto our Facebook page so that you can get that. He's doing some great work.